The following program was recorded on an earlier date for presentation at this time.
Hey, creamies, what do you know?
You're listening to the Cocktails and Cream Pop Show.
So we said, so we go, and finally, you know, Fatty's going around in security, and the guy kept saying in security, I'm retelling if you've heard it from a show, because Fatty tells us afterwards that I said, where was the car? We find it 2 hours later. I'm playing slot machines. We go, he goes, oh, it was in the garage. And we get in the car and he goes, so the other night.
Are you telling the same story he told on his show?
Oh. But I was in the car firsthand.
Oh, I didn't know that.
I was in the car. And he goes, so the other night we went out drinking.
Were you giving the BJ?
All right, let's hear the story.
No! You're not listening to the story properly. So the night before, they went to the Happy Hog or the Naughty Hog or the, what is it called?
Whole Hog?
The Whole Hog. The food truck. No, it's like the Something Happy Pig hog. Ranch. Who knows? So on the way home, there were four of them in the car. And on the way home, Fatty said, somebody owes me a BJ. And somebody started auto-fellatio-ing Fatty. And what he realized was that when he got out of, and he told me who. And I said, I don't need to know this. And he said, Donna just looked at me behind the mic and went, And Faye was in the backseat and Granny was in the backseat, so it wasn't either of them. So when they got there, Fatty said, oh, I remember I didn't get out in public and pull up my pants. I pulled up my pants in the garage, and that's where you parked.
Right.
It's not just ruined. It's me, Big Fatty, online.
The night before, they went to the Happy Hog or the Naughty Hog or the, what is it called?
Whole Hog.
Yes! Well, hello, everyone. It is the Fat One, and this is episode 1991 of the BFO for Thursday, the 10th of September, 2015, y'all. Coming up on today's show, y'all, is part two of my live Lost Wages show. Big Fatty, and it's still a train wreck. Just off the tracks, off the
The end of the first show sound and the intro for the second show. We'll be back in just a second. Woo! Just watch over here, okay? All right.
No, you just tell me when to start talking and Oh.
Where was the car? We found it 2 hours later. I'm playing slot machines. We go, he goes, oh, it was in the garage.
Show
in the car, and he goes, so the other night.
Are you telling the same story?
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
The music's playing now. Joey's still talking.
So, the night before, they went to the Happy Hog or the Naughty Hog.
Joey's talking about when I lost the fucking car.
Who knows? So, on the way home, there were four of them in the car, and on the way home,
having a great time up here.
I don't give a fuck what that's doing.
I know, but I do.
Give me my hat.
Okay.
And I said, I don't need to know this. And Faye was in the back seat. Granny was in the back seat, so it wasn't either of them. So when they got there,
it's like real show business.
Remember, you're the one.
Go like this when it's time for me to talk.
In the garage, and that's what.
It's not just ruined. It's me.
I'm gonna kick you right in the balls.
Oh, don't threaten me with a good time.
Well, hello, everyone. It is the Fat One.
Baby, oh, well, yeah. You got it. Blondin'! Blondin'!
What the fuck is Brewer doing now?
This is Divine Sam, and I'm here to share with you some rare and stimulating insights into my cosmic fabulosity. It's really very simple. I simply believe with all my heart I'm beautiful. I'm beautiful. I'm beautiful,
oh,
damn
this
it.
Is your show. By the way,
I'm beautiful, I'm beautiful, I'm beautiful, damn it.
Okay.
And hello there, my sweet and most wonderful lovies. It is your Auntie Vera Charles, and I'm here to fuck up Big Fatty.
What happened?
What happened? What happened?
You do that better than you do Poodle McNoodle. That's yeah, what's so yes, fucking sad.
What happened? What happened?
He's in his room.
No.
I can imitate one line he does.
Just cover the microphone so people don't see you doing it.
I'm just imitating.
Yeah.
That would be me.
No.
So fuck.
Fucked
up.
It's all right.
How about, wait a minute, are the darling children here?
Fuck you. Fuck you too. Fucking asshole.
Motherfucking
son of a bitch and cunt. Yeah. Shithole piss motherfucking shitbag. Mother piss of crap shitbag.
Well, we're having fun.
We are having fun. Y'all, you really should be having a cocktail as you're watching this. Man, here we go.
Yeah.
Okay, aren't you glad I suggested a vodka?
Yeah, uh-huh. Something. You want to do a chub contest?
One moment, please.
Okay, yeah. Did you think about that yourself?
No.
Oh, okay.
No. What else have I stolen?
Oh, dear God.
The answer is, what have you not stolen?
Yeah, well, really.
All right, now, wait a minute. Let me just say this.
I should have made a
list, but
I didn't have enough paper.
I know, but let me just say this.
Yes,
we all know that flattery is the... No.
Oh, please.
Imitation
is the sincerest form of flattery.
Right.
In other words, that's why I steal every fucking thing I've stolen.
Right.
Because you're flattered.
But... Okay. But, look, what am I trying to say?
God only knows.
I don't try to do it good or do it well, and I don't.
That doesn't make it right. We're going to get into it right now, right here in front of all these nice people. Stealing is wrong. Jesus said so.
Well. The fuck? Did you have Mexican yesterday?
Okay. Yeah.
Y'all, he just stuck his ass in my face.
I did. So continue. It's your show. I am not taking this thing over.
No, wait a minute. You said that
although
you're
the worst of mine,
yes,
is 1,000 times better than the best of yours. I'm not saying that to be cruel. Just saying it to be honest.
I agree.
I know.
I agree.
But just because you say you produce crap,
uh-huh,
doesn't mean you can continue to produce crap.
Sure it does.
All right, produce crap.
All right. It's, you know.
I get paid the same.
Right. Nothing. Right. Except all your...
This is very exciting.
Okay.
Look what I have.
What do you have? You have a credential.
I do.
The voice of Pride 48. There's Gooch. Oh, Gooch has one, too.
Gooch. You go, my Gooch.
Hi, I'm Gooch McNoodle.
Gooch.
Gooch McNoodle. Okay, mm-hmm. Good. Okay, that is award-nominated author, Gooch McNoodle.
Absolutely.
So.
Absolutely.
Would you like to take a moment to talk about that?
Is there a book for the raffle?
I'm not. We should have. That would have been smart.
Right. Well, you can. I'm sure that
I'm not going to give content. I want you to sink. I want to watch you circle the drain and just your little hand in the air going down the toilet. Uh huh.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Questions, everybody. This is Ask Big. Oh, Christina has a question. That's, by the way, do you know Christina from Greetings from Nowhere?
Hi, Auntie Vera.
Speak into the mic, please.
Okay. He knows my name. That makes my whole weekend.
Okay.
Know mine. That makes mine, my sweet love.
Okay, now I've totally lost what I was going to say.
Right.
Okay, really quickly, because you're probably wondering why I've been pointing my phone at you all this time.
Yeah.
You are live on Periscope. I hope that's okay.
Well, does it matter?
No, because the chat room could not believe that Auntie Vera showed up in person and they were begging for photos. So can I come up for a close-up so that you can say hello
of
to the
course,
chat room?
Of course. Hi, chat room. I'm your Auntie Vera Charles. I'm very nervous. My face is usually not this red, but I'm scared and I've been drinking.
The chat room's been incredibly complimentary. They cannot believe how handsome.
Oh, I know. I'm gorgeous. Hi,
he
darling.
He is. Hi. Mm.
And that's Fatty. We don't care about him.
No.
Thank God she wasn't speaking into a microphone.
My sentiments exactly.
Okay.
So in the chat room, Toppy Smelly has said that his dream show is to produce someday Conscience, Sassy, Squeaky Kitty, and Poodle playing a round of Old Maid, the card game.
I like a little bit of that idea. Some of it I don't like.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
The conscience part?
Oh, God, you know, you kill me. I fucking kill you. Or is it I wish I was dead? I can't remember which.
Now, y'all...
Those two confused all
you've
the
heard
time.
The, you've probably heard before that I have been to the mansion in Walnut Hills, you know, out there at the surface of the sun, and spent, what, we spent... Two nights there or something like
it's
that?
It's felt like a year.
But, y'all, it was the... We had dinner the night before the world was supposed to end. Remember that?
I do.
Yes. Okay.
That religious fellow who said that it was over.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And
you can trust those guys.
It was kind of like the Last Supper.
I hope this is going somewhere, Fatty, because I'm falling asleep up here, okay?
Well, that's okay.
Just keep it moving,
my God. A person of your age really should take more naps, okay?
I know.
Because you're not used to being out of the bed at this time of morning.
Hell no.
I know, because, I mean, it's noon.
And what's very sad is like my food hook was too long to pack, so I was going to come down with the food hook and everything, but the chair broke, so who knew?
Right. Poor
Best
Wendy.
Late plans.
Wendy, I'm sorry, you're going to have to walk. Now, where's Wendy?
It's fixed.
Oh, there's
now.
Wendy. You're going to have to walk. Vera broke your chair. Okay. Anyway, but we had the Last Supper, and I'm going to tell you something. This man cooks like there's no tomorrow. I mean, it was.
Hence my girth.
There was enough food for 10 people.
I'm half Armenian. I cook like an Armenian.
Well, you said that night.
Yes.
Okay. You said that night, and I'm going to tell you, and it was delicious. It was absolutely delicious.
Thank you.
And really, I was very happy that the deer urine stains came out of my clothes when we arrived. Dr. Stone and I were there.
God, this is fun.
Okay. Anyway, wait a minute. We have Apollonius over here.
Hi, Apollonius. Sweetheart,
that's Peter Potamus. Or
I know.
Okay. Anyway, what is your question, sir?
My question is for Auntie Vera.
Okay, I'll shut up.
Did you ever get back into that guest bathroom, or have you just boarded it shut?
Which are you referring to? Because I'm old and I drink.
The one that I used, I think, is what he's referring to.
Oh, we know we burned it.
Okay.
Are you? Oh my Lord! Just put lighter fluid on the TP, lit it up, it's gone. They're telling you, I've never seen what a person could do to a guest bathroom.
Speaking of what people do to your guest bathroom, we haven't heard about your friend Scott.
He is very successful.
Tell us what he's up to nowadays.
This is exciting podcasting.
No, that's not the right one. What is it? You're where you born an asshole. Or, is that it?
Close enough.
I don't know.
For you, it's close enough.
Tell us what Scott's doing.
He is working both in New York and D.C., mm-hmm. going back and forth. He's got a place. I mean, he's not filthy rich, but he's working in both places, and he's got a place in New York and a place in D.C., and he's on stage.
It sounds like Tom and Terry. Places here, places there.
Places everywhere.
That's it.
Can I see Squeaky Kitty?
No.
Please, I just want to see it for a second.
No, but thank you anyway.
All right, we're losing the folks.
Do you know who's standing up back there in the back? Do you know who that is?
Well, that's Turnip Head.
Uh-huh, and Urban Guy T.O.
And Urban Guy T.O.
They're hosting the underpants party tonight.
I brought a pair.
Did you?
Yeah.
Oh, are you really going to come to the underwear party?
I'm planning on.
All right.
I have to, all the people, because I know there's some of you don't love me, but all the people that love me out there, I need hugs. I need lots of hugs. So we have.
And y'all, there's plenty to hug there too, okay?
God, you kill me.
God, thank you. Anyway.
Yeah.
Anybody else got a question? Okay.
Yeah, how long is this going on
for? Well, we got another 22 minutes.
Oh, God.
You want a refill?
There isn't enough vodka in the world.
I know. So please, somebody come ask a question, everybody. You know, it's Vera. How often do you get a chance to ask Vera a question in person? All right? All right, here comes Christian.
I'm prettier than you thought, huh?
Yeah. You are very handsome.
Thank you, sweetheart. So are you.
Well, thank you.
Mm-hmm.
One of the prizes, by the way, on the... Oh, wait a minute. Someone's calling.
Would you please?
Who the hell is calling me from Columbia? Is that you? Okay, I'm not... I don't know who that is. I'm not answering right now. But anyway...
Why is your phone greasy?
It's not greasy. It's probably a Drusilla Blomie.
Yes, my love.
I'm just wondering if there would be opportunities throughout the weekend to have a picture taken with you and Gooch.
Oh, absolutely.
Yay.
I wouldn't want to break cameras, though. Yes, I would love to do that.
Brewer's talking into a dead mic. How appropriate.
Daniel, remember you need to talk into the microphone if you want people to hear you. You don't want to create a Christina hole.
That was my stripper name in the 70s.
Christina Hole?
Christina Hole, yeah.
Although, first...
Put
first
your hands together for Christina Hole. Boom, boom, ba-doom, ba-doom.
So, touche, Christina. Everything. No, photos?
And for the first time, I had to tell Daniel how to do the audio.
Photos with the voice of Pride 48 and award-nominated author Andrew O'Brien are available all weekend long, $49.95. Just use the purple donate button on the Pride 48.
And that's us paying you.
And let's talk about the purple donate button for a second, because you mentioned it on your show this past week.
I did?
You did.
Okay.
I know you don't fucking remember your show. Do you listen to your show?
3 or 4 times.
Do you really?
No.
Okay.
I play it for Gooch.
Right. By the way, when are we going to have another den chat?
Oh, when the mood strikes.
Okay.
I'm surprised you haven't stolen that, too.
Well, I don't have a den.
That's true, and you have no one to chat with.
Big Fatty, you can talk to me.
Oh, dear God, I hate when you do that.
Anyway.
Can I see Squeaky Kid?
No.
Please?
Wait a minute. Joey, stand up.
The chat room, fuck you.
Okay.
You little man.
I can say that because I'm a little
old little troll.
I'm an old little troll. Okay. I'm an old man with a squeaky toy. Okay.
Yes, with an active grinder.
Right.
Okay.
Oh, yes.
So in the chat room, TN Tim says, Vera, during the days you were telling the mystery story, there were a cast of characters. Will they ever stop by to visit?
Anything is possible, especially the more I get stretched for content. And I can't steal from anybody. The mystery could come back. The minute mystery I used to do a long time ago. I think that's what they're referring to.
I think so. And there's still a Hillary Clinton button out there that's not been solved.
That's poor conscience. Yes.
Well, that was debris.
A long time ago.
Debris.
Yeah, debris, yeah.
Right. By the way, Drum Major Kev says, get your act together, man. Love ya. I think it was for you.
Yeah, that's why I came across on your phone.
Right, but he didn't have your number. By the way, I do have Vera's number, so if Squeaky Kitty goes missing, I'll be putting that out on my show.
I just want to squeak her one time.
You are fucking lying.
I just want to squeak her.
You are fucking lying.
I want to squeak her so fucking bad.
You want to squeak her. You want to squeak her with your butt cheeks. Just so I'll never touch it again.
Oh,
dear Gussie, y'all! I hope you're enjoying the live Lost Wages shows with surprise guest the Vonjo. And y'all, part 3's coming up tomorrow, y'all. And it didn't get any better, y'all. It was a 55-minute show, and it took me 3 hours to break it into 3 20-minute shows. Big Fatty, only you could have trouble with that. But y'all, I just wanna thank the Vons for helping out, and Joey, what was your favorite part of what do you think was Big Fatty's favorite part of Lost Wages, huh?
The night before they went to the Happy Hog or the Naughty Hog or the what is it called?
Whole Hog. Oh yeah, Big Fatty, the Whole Hog, the Old Hog, the Happy Hog.
You can leave a comment on the website at BigFattyOnline.com, and you don't have to use the www, or drop me an e-letter at ruined@bigfattyonline.com, or call the voice letter number at 206-337-1438. That's 206-337-1438, and give me your good, gosh, and gay. This has been a presentation of the RNL Podcasting Network.